You're welcome to episode 40 of Just Another Knicks Fan. We made it to the 40-40 club. We out here. I never been to the 40-40 club, but welcome to episode 40 of Just Another Knicks Fan. Glad I made it to this episode. You know, it's a milestone, but like, it doesn't make me like top 10 all time in points and rebounds and assists or some shit, but It's a great feeling to be 40 episodes in and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, like, I'm out here. But the game yesterday was crazy. No, I gotta say that. That's a big fact. Game was crazy. The Nuggets, every single time they decided to take a 20-point lead, the Lakers like, yo, we gonna turn up. And once they turn up, the Nuggets like, ah, we gonna turn up. It was just taking turns basically, and I was just impressed with the Nuggets. I would say their resilience every single time the Lakers responded to their comeback, to their big leads. Watching the Lakers yesterday almost felt like I was watching the Knicks, because that's what the Knicks be doing. The Knicks always will give you a good game for the most part. Like, the record will show how much of a winning team they are not. But if you watch their games, they're pretty entertaining for the most part, man. They give you a good fight. Out of 82 games, 70 of them games, be like, yo, that was a good game. Even though they didn't win those games, but it'll be a good game. You know? And the Lakers looked at like that yesterday. I just feel like they was just waiting for the Nuggets to fold up every single time they made a run, and that just wasn't the case. And what was more impressive was how Rondo was just stealing the ball. Like, he put the sliders up for steals. Like, he was just walking up to Jamal Murray cookies, walked up to Nikola Jokic cookies. You know, I felt like he accepted the cookies when you log onto a website, and you know, you hit click accept, because they will make your navigating purposes easier on the website, whatever the fuck that shit means. So basically, when you accept cookies on a website, you're basically allowing that website to monitor your moves. And that's what Rondo was doing. He was monitoring Jamal Murray's and Nikola Jokic, a.k.a. the Joker, whoever was on the Nuggets in the fourth quarter. He was monitoring all of their moves and just stealing the rock with no respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just pressing XXX to steal the ball. And motherfucker stole the ball, yo. Or, like, it was just mad. And he just hit the R1 square button to force the fumble. And that shit just led to, like, easy layups or dunks. Like, it was impressive. I was like, yo, this is amazing. Even though I wanted the Nuggets to win, because, yo, even if the, like, the Lakers were down 0-2, then I'd want the Lakers to win, because I want to see a long series. I really don't care who wins. I don't mind the Nuggets winning. I don't mind the Lakers winning. For me, I want to see a long series. And it comes to game 7. I guess I would sort of want the Nuggets to win. But like I said, if the Lakers win, it's cool too, man. It's whatever. I just want to see a good basketball right now. I just want to see good basketball. And I have to say, I have been provided with more than good basketball. I've been provided with great basketball. And I'm extremely grateful for what the bubble has provided. You know, even through those circumstances that these players are in, the coaches are in, the training staff is in, the officials, scorekeepers, statisticians, all of y'all, man. Like, despite all the conditions we're in, we've been getting some great quality basketball. And yesterday was another great example. I mean, game 2 of the Celtics, he was a little blowout, but that's inevitable. It's definitely bound to happen. But yeah, I want both of these series just to, like, be extended. But I will say, I think, like, the Heat versus Celtics, I feel like Miami is like the sixth borough of New York. So that with that being said, I figured I got to root for the Heat because Miami is sort of like related to New York and Boston is Boston. And I guess when you're from New York, you really have a hard time rooting for Boston with all the sports success that they have had, from the Bruins winning like 4 Stanley Cups, the Celtics winning the championship, the Patriots winning like 17 Super Bowls, the Red Sox winning a few World Series. I mean, as a New York fan, I can respect it, but you can still hate. And that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm hating. Like, nah, y'all, I had a mad parade, yo. Like, Boston got mad parades. Like, it's cool. Y'all can sit this one out. I ain't got a problem with y'all losing. You know, either way, they would have lose this year. In the Eastern Conference Finals, they still headed in a great direction. Jaylen Brown is showing us how great he could be. Tatum has elevated his play. Marcus Smart is a dog. You know what I'm saying? You got Wanamaker, Kemba. That's a team right there. That's a solid squad. You know, missing somebody for sure. I just don't know who. Who let the dogs out? I'm thinking, who am I forgetting on the Celtics? Gordon Hayward is who I'm forgetting on the Celtics. And I don't know, man. Like, ever since they paid that dude his money, he's barely been healthy, which, believe it or not, happens quite often. Happened with the Knicks whenever they sign a player. It happens with Gilbert Arenas, but, you know, I've been down that road before with Gilbert Arenas. It was just bad luck for him. You know, his knees just was just shot. But I guess the same thing with Gordon Hayward, man. He had that unfortunate injury with, I think Kyrie was throwing that lob, and then he just let it roam. Gordon Hayward just landed wrong. Ankle got fucked up, and, you know, he's shown that he could ball, but he just, you know, he keeps getting hurt. And when you're getting paid the way he's getting paid, it's tough to make a case if he deserves that money. He's talented. He's worthy of that money, but has he earned that money? I would say no. And the reason it's different with Gilbert Arenas was the fact that he was on the Wizards. Like, he was busting ass on the Wizards as a wizard, and the Wizards gave him that contract. The Celtics, on the other hand, Gordon Hayward was busting ass on the Utah Jazz. Like, he was a dog on the Jazz, going ham and cheese and shit. And Celtics gave him that money. So it's not like Gordon Hayward was playing for the Celtics, giving him 25-5-5, night in and night out, and then they gave him the contract. Like, no, his most productive days was with the Jazz. That's why it looks a little worse for Gordon Hayward. But I think with him coming back, it's going to be interesting. You know, he does have a positive impact on the Celtics, but now that the Heat could adjust to Gordon Hayward, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, because we got Kemba, you got Tatum, and Gordon Hayward, you got Jaylen Brown, who's always in the fold. You just don't know how he's going to impact the game, because he could do it from all facets. It's going to be an interesting series. I just think the Heat might be a bit more predictable, but the Heat game plan also seems more solid. And I just don't know how to explain that. You know, sometimes consistency beats versatility. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And I'm excited for the Heat game. Excited for what lies ahead with these conference finals on both conferences. And Brando, man, I just you know, he passed Kobe all the time yesterday. Sometimes the players I seem to hate is, whatever I say, I dislike a player, they just seem to show up even more. So I feel like Rondo, I mean, how much more better could Avery Bradley be right now than what Rondo is doing? I would like to know. I know it's possible, but I think he's doing a great job. I know how I have to say that. And back to LeBron, because I just realized, like, I'm talking about last night's game, but game two was pretty wild as well. AD hit the game winner. LeBron had a solid first half. Cooled off in a bit in the second half. AD got hot in the last 5 minutes. And shit like that just makes me think, like, again, like, you know, people were like, oh, you know, LeBron deserves, oh, he's been carrying the Lakers. I'm like, yeah, like, people keep forgetting, especially LeBron fans, like, yo, Lakers did not make the playoffs last year. They were 27-25 when he got hurt. It wasn't earth shattering. It was not like they were 30-15 when LeBron got hurt. Like, they was in a, yeah, yes, they was fourth seed. People keep trying to bring that to my attention that the Lakers were fourth seed, but they were only two games out of knife. They didn't have the fourth seed locked up, locked and loaded. That's the Western Conference for you. Like I said, there's been a couple of years where the Nuggets were the eighth seed and they won 50 games. And there was only seven games out of first place and they were the eighth seed. That's how the West is. So let's not act like because LeBron was 25, the Lakers were 27-25 and LeBron got hurt, that they had the fourth seed locked up. There was only two games out of knife. And LeBron didn't have no AD that year. And we sort of seen the results of what happened with the Lakers. Yes, he got hurt. And yes, let's not forget that he shut it down for the rest of the season once he realized it wasn't going to make the playoffs, which is nothing wrong with. Nothing wrong with him sitting out the season. But let's not act like he only played 55 games because he was hurt the whole year. He was hurt part of the year. So, even with all that shit last year that happened with the Lakers, the lack of success they had last year, for whatever you want to blame it on, every other team has been through that. But, like, if LeBron fans act like the Lakers didn't add Anthony Davis to their roster, like, they act like it was just LeBron healthy this year. That's the only reason why the Lakers are doing good. Like, yo, bro, y'all added Anthony motherfucking Davis. Like, y'all seen what he did in the last 5 minutes of that game. And we also seen what Nikola Jokic did in the last 5 minutes of that game. Like, motherfuckers, Jamal Murray. Like, yo, these players is out here, man. They're out here. And it's beautiful to see. Because when I was younger, I only want to root for specific players to do good. Because I didn't know no better, but by the time I was like 16, 17, maybe 14, I was like, yo, I want to appreciate good basketball regardless, but I would only root for a select few. So now I just enjoy the game and still root for the select few. Like, now it's easy to enjoy and still realizing, like, despite my deep passion for the Knicks, as much as I love them, like, none of this stuff is that serious. Like, at the end of the day, I choose to be a Knicks fan. I choose to root for the Knicks and hope for the best for them. But, you know, if they trash, they trash. You know, I'm not going to, like, defend them like I'm the last samurai on the earth or some shit, you feel me? Like, there's people that do that for players and teams. I'm like, yo, it's not that serious. Especially, like, if the Spurs have a bad season, it's okay to say, yo, the Spurs had a bad season because they didn't make the playoffs. Don't try to tell me, yo, but they made it for the last 23 years. Yes, I know. I'm just saying they didn't make it this year, bro. It's cool. And you know, they're all Spurs fans that are pretty, show a lot of gratitude. You know, they will say, like, yo, man, we had a great 23-year run, 5 championships, winning 50 games every year. It's cool. It was a little bit trash this year. And considering the COVID circumstances, it sort of bails them out. Like, oh, you could have made a run, but, you know, COVID, blah, blah, blah. So they can't even make that excuse. So it's going to be interesting. The West is going to be interesting, actually. And now that I think about it, like, yo, I wouldn't mind the Spurs making the playoffs. The Warriors are definitely making the playoffs again. The Suns are in the fold. So we don't know if the Mavs are guaranteed a playoff spot next year. We don't know. There's always a couple of teams that we thought were going to make the playoffs after having a great surprising season and they don't make it next year. And the only reason, like I said, the only reason I don't want the Mavs to make the playoffs is not because I hate KP or I like KP. I like Tim Hardaway. As y'all can tell, I was pulling for them in the playoffs to beat the Clippers. Because I'm like, yo, they're already in the playoffs. Like, I just like, I would prefer the Knicks to have two draft lottery picks. Like, that would be cool. You know, and if the Knicks somehow exceed expectations and make the playoffs, hey, then at least we got the Mavs lottery pick. So that's, like, still two first-round picks. So that's still pretty impressive. But if you don't make the playoffs, guess what? We got 2 lottery picks. That's fire. And next year's draft class is lit. So that's what I'm worried against the Mavs. I'm not more of a hope KP fails type of thing. I like Tim Hardaway. I like KP. I just want what's best for the Knicks. And that's for the Mavs to, like, not make the playoffs. So we get that lottery pick. And then we have our own lottery pick. And that sounds pretty amazing to me, to be honest. But back to AD. You know, LeBron. It's amazing when LeBron's aggressive. It's just... I hear sirens. That's why I slowed up for a second. But when LeBron's aggressive, he's virtually unstoppable. But once he starts settling, it's like you pray that LeBron is settling and being passive, aggressive, trying to get others involved, because it's still a close game. When LeBron's passive aggressive, it keeps it interesting. But when LeBron's in attack mode, it's nothing. You can't do nothing about that shit. So whenever he starts settling for threes, and I know he's doing it for a heat check, but the other team's like, yo, man, you shoot those threes, bro. And if you make them fine, like, teams are willing to let LeBron shoot that three. And I don't know why. I know LeBron's, like, probably got tired. All of the players yesterday in the Nuggets, Lakers game looked tired halfway through the fourth quarter. And my thing with, like, LeBron is, like, yo, you LeBron, yo. Like you take care of your body, you... All that stuff. I know you're human, but this is where all of that stuff you do for your body is supposed to kick in. You're supposed to just stay attacking the basket, bro. Fuck it. Mid-range, fuck it. Do it. I don't need LeBron shooting threes unless it's a rhythm three. You know, unless it's an open three or shot clock running down, then shoot. Other than that, bro, just attack the fucking paint. And I know people's, like, that's... Sort of like making LeBron look like Giannis or not, but his attack in the paint is different, man. He's like he still got some fluidity to his game and shit compared to Giannis. But I still feel like when he attacked the basket and the way he does it, he got that little spin move. LeBron know how to get a little jiggy. He's not the most finesse player, but LeBron know how to get a little jiggy. That's what I'm saying. LeBron just got to stay in attack mode. When he attack mode and he look like a score first player, believe it or not, it opens up more scoring opportunities for his teammates. When he looked like he wants to be like Mark Jackson and shit, or Magic Johnson Stockton, gets his teammates involved, it favors the opposition. But like, this is good, because he wants to be passed, so it's easier to rotate on players when LeBron's like in his passive mindset. But yeah, game 2 and 3, especially game 2, should let you know that how important Anthony Davis is to the Lakers. Let's not act like LeBron didn't have Anthony Davis added to the team this year. So that's what made me sort of when, like, I wasn't that mad at Giannis getting MVP, because like I almost forgot that the Lakers added Anthony Davis. Like, I almost forgot the Lakers didn't have him last year. The way people were like, yo, LeBron, you see, LeBron deserved it, LeBron. Because LeBron had a great couple games. Western Conference Finals, and then Anthony Davis hit the game winner. Once AD hit that game winner, I was like, that's what really reminded me. I was like, yo, y'all Lakers fans forgot that I got Anthony Davis this year. Like, I want to give all the success, the credit of success to LeBron. And that's why I'm like, you know what, it's cool if the Lakers, if Giannis got the MVP, because LeBron's second best player is better than Giannis' second best player. LeBron's second best player is better than James Harden's second best player. Excuse me. And I could go on and on about how LeBron's second best player is better than a lot of teams' best second best player. Kawhi's second best player, LeBron's better than AD's better than Paul George. So I'm actually not as mad as I was with Giannis getting the MVP award. Because the moment he got it, everybody's like, yo, LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. And I was cool with it. I was sort of on board. But then I realized, like, yo, y'all just made it seem like the Lakers gonna add AD to the roster. Like, he's... Like, they just added, like, John Summers. No, like, AD is a big deal, bro. And that's what made it more interesting to me was when Maria Taylor forgot that, forgot to add Anthony Davis to all all NBA first, second, or third team. I thought that was pretty wild. And I just found it more interesting. It was the fact that somebody calls her out on it. A dude called out a girl. And I don't think this is a gender thing. And he was like, yo, how you not vote for AD for any of the teams? And her response is, chill, yo. I worked hard to get to this position. And, you know, she went into the victim role, like, yo, chill, yo. I'm a woman. I work hard, whatever, whatever. He says all of this shit. But she never said why she left AD off the team. And I'm just like, yo, like, that's all we asking you. Like, just own up to your mistake. And she wasn't able to do that. But not to my surprise, people came to her defense like, yo, chill, yo, we can't be doing that. Can't be calling people out when they make mistakes. Like, yo, we called that dude out who said Zion Williamson deserved to be the Rookie of the Year based on the ratings he provided the NBA. That's not what the Rookie of the Year award is about. It's about impact. It's about your stats. It's about shit like that on your actual team, not on ratings. I know it's a business, but that's not what this award is based off of. So at least he explained why he felt that way. And then he got roasted and he ate it. You know what I'm saying? So with this situation with Taylor and this other lady, young lady, it was just interesting because I thought, you know, if you want equality in this world, like you're saying, if a lady makes a mistake as a reporter or even a situation like this, like on an all-NBA team, I just find it very interesting because, like, you're going to make mistakes and we all make mistakes and certain mistakes, like people are going to get called out for making mistakes and you just got to be able to own up to it. You know, I don't think there will ever be equality if we can't call people out for the mistakes that they have made based on, I guess, gender or race. Like, it just comes down to making mistakes. We all make mistakes. We just own up to it. I'm still waiting for the explanation of why she didn't have AD on one of the All-NBA teams. And I mentioned it last week when it came to Bradley Beal. Like, yo, there's money involved for these players, man, if they make it or don't make these All-NBA teams. So she's not only impacting AD's bank account, but she's also, like, even in the future, like, if you look, let's say the Lakers win this championship, they're going to say, oh, LeBron was the only player that wasn't, that didn't have another All-NBA teammate. But we know LeBron, I mean, AD did make All-NBA first team. He did make it. But, like, it's just to say what people thought, like, her and this situation, just for this situation. Isolated incident. People were like, oh, it was just LeBron who led the Lakers to the championship. Like, it's almost like people would wipe out AD from the picture. You know, I'm just looking at it that way. If maybe I'm thinking too extreme, it could be my bad, but I could see that happening. Like, let's just say AD didn't make none of the All-NBA teams and Lakers won the championship. They'd be like, oh, look at LeBron, it was just him. I'm like, not really. And AD has shown how important he has been to his Lakers team. But with that being said, I still feel like maybe LeBron did deserve MVP this year. But now that I think about it, LeBron has the best second best player on his team than anyone does. Like, he's better than Westbrook. He's better than Paul George. He's better than Middleton. I could go on. And I think that point that I made is valid. Like, LeBron has the best second best player on his team. Therefore, you could almost make the case that AD should be MVP then. You know what I mean? But, you know, let's not do that. You know, let's, like, hopefully moving forward, you know, Maria Taylor, forgot the other person, other lady's name, Katie, you know, like, hopefully we just all learn from our mistakes, be accountable, and move on. Like, it's, we're going to make mistakes, man. That was perfect. Like, I still waited for the explanation. I was surprised when, Donovan Mitchell. There's a couple other players. Like, nah, yo, she knows what she's talking about. Like, for real, bro. Like, it's... Now it just look like D. Mitch want to clap some cheeks, which is cool. I ain't got no problem with D. Mitch trying to... If that gets him some cheeks, and that's fire. Because Maria Taylor, yeah, she look good, yo. Like, she got it going on. She's tall, lengthy. Like, I like what she got going on, yo. She cool. But at the same time, just be accountable. It's not that serious. Like, once again, it's not that serious, yo. You made a mistake. Just be like, yo, my bad. I'll be better next time. That's all it really is, yo. It's not that serious. Yo, my bad, yo. I just thought about Ty Lawson, man. Ty Law, my guy. Ty fucking Law. They really did my guy dirty, yo. Like, yo, Ty Law. You see what Ty Lawson got in trouble for in China? It's something that I'll probably get in trouble for. Because me and Ty Law both love beautiful women. And there's nothing wrong with expressing your love for beautiful women, but I guess sometimes it's the way you interpret the message and where you interpret the message. You know, apparently, you know, in China, you're very limited in the things that you can say and how you can express yourself. And apparently you can't say that. Girls look good. Like, hey, man, Chinese girls are beautiful. Like, apparently the way he said that, she got the cakes or whatever. You know, I'm from New York, man. We know what shorty got the cake mean. Like, I know what that mean. But, you know, there's cultural differences. But I just feel bad. I was like, Ty Law, man. Like, I don't even know why he's not in the NBA right now. Because he's not whack. He can make threes. He's speedy. He's up-tempo, high-octane. Gets the rest involved. I feel like he should be in the NBA. I know he had some, like, drinking problems, but hopefully, you know, he resolved that. But after hearing Talos, and I apologize for... I'm mad he had to apologize, but after I heard him, like, apologize and saying that he just said that that girl looked good, like, I felt him on that. Like, yo, you shouldn't be having to apologize for saying a woman looked good. But he did. I could see myself hanging out with Ty Lawson. I could see Ty Lawson being the people's champ. He's like Paul Wall in the sense that he seems like a cool dude. Like, even the way he expressed his apology, like, it was very sincere, very genuine. And even though I felt like he shouldn't be accountable for his actions, he still is. And that's all we're asking. Of certain people that didn't want to vote AD or NBA defense. Like, yo, why? Can't get an answer. But it's cool, man. But Ty Law, yo, man, I think you definitely back on my favorite players list. And hopefully they lift that restriction off of you, bro. Hopefully they realize, you know, you had no malice. I don't think anyone had any malice. Even with the Maria, I don't think there was any malice intended. It was like, yo, what's up, man? Like, why no AD, yo? Why no AD? But especially the Ty Law shit, I was like, yo, he just said the girl looked good, and they got a problem with that. It's like, what is this world coming to? Like, what am I allowed to say? Who am I allowed to criticize? Who am I allowed not to criticize? The lines are way, 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 way too blurred, yo. Like, it's just... It's too much thinking before you talk shit now. Like, I don't like that shit. I gotta think way too much before I talk. Before, I just have to think a little bit. Like, yo, no, I shouldn't say that. Now I gotta think, like, 30 steps ahead. Like, I don't feel like being that calculated. Talking about the things, how I feel and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I ignored, like, the whole KD shit. Talking about the Knicks last week. I was like, yo, whatever, man. It's cool. But, I guess he wants to keep talking about it now. And it's cool. Like, KD could talk about the Knicks all he want. My thing is, I think he finally realized that by him going to the Nets, that we really don't care. Like, all right, bro, you went to the Nets, it's cool. I think he realized that once he went to the Nets that it's... We're over. I think he realized the Knicks fans are pretty much over KD and Kyrie. Like, we chilling. We over here trying to move on with life. Get our shit together slowly but surely. Like, we see what the Nets are doing. Got Steve Nash, KD, Kyrie, Spencer Dinwiddie cares, like, yo, Nets got a fucking talented team. Possibly trying to add Bradley Beal or someone else as a third star, whoever they view as a third star. I would just say keep that team. Team look lit. But I think KD realized, like, yo, the Knicks are really just, the Knicks fans, dead ass, just, we just minding our own business. It's like, KD, I would say KD and Kyrie for the Knicks is like, we showed interest. We're like the girl that showed the guy that we like the guy. And the guy is playing it too cool. He's like, oh man, she like me. I'll get her whatever I want. And then once the dude realized, like, yo, we gave you mad attention, mad time. And you said, and KD was like, nah, I'm going to get with this girl. And then the girl was like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's cool. And now the girl is completely, like, ignoring the dude that she potentially liked in the beginning. And now she's moving on with her life. She's working on her goals and trying to build her life up. And now Katie's like, yo, I thought this girl liked me. Like, I thought she was really on my shit. Like, what happened? Like, why is she giving me no attention no more? That's what I feel like with KD. Like, one of my boys, the same shit happened. Like, verbatim. Like, this girl really liked my boy, but he wasn't really giving her the same attention back. And then, after a while, she just stopped talking to him. And he was like, yo, what's up? Like, I thought you liked me. And she sort of moved on, started doing her own thing. And deep down, it ate my boy up. And that's what it sort of feels like with KD. He's like, yo, I thought y'all liked me, thought y'all wanted me. But once you realize that you didn't want, like, he didn't want us back, we was like, all right, cool, bro. We gonna do our thing. We gonna move on. And now he said he wants to talk about it. And I'm like, that's cool, but no one really cares no more. Like, I don't care. Knicks fans don't care. All we just doing is looking at you like with the side eye. Like, all right. Like, you want to talk about it now. Like, ooh. You're really driving the point home that you didn't want to come to the Knicks. And all that makes me think about is, like, somewhere along the line, I don't know if it's James Dolan, I don't know if it's Steve Mills. Like, somebody broke this dude's heart. I don't know how. Like, somebody let him down in the Knicks organization. And that's who he's really trying to poke at. I feel like us Knicks fans are just like collateral damage to whatever he's doing. Because I feel like at this point it's not warranted of him continuing to talk about it. But if he wants to talk about it, all I'm going to do is just laugh at it and find it funny. Because if KD was on the Knicks and he kept talking about the Nets, I'm like, yo, bro, like, why you worried about the Nets for? Like, you on my Knicks team. Like, you on my team, bro. You just worry about us, bro. And him on the Nets, I feel like, from a Nets fan, I've probably been thinking, like, why you keep talking about the Knicks? Like, you on the Nets, bro. Like, focus being on the Nets. But at the end of the day, you're not going to tell nobody what to do. So, KD could do, you know, or should do, you know, whatever makes him happy and things of that nature. But as a Knicks fan, I'm just saying, yo, it's cool, man. Like, you talk your shit, talk your smack, bro. But it's really not making no noise over here. Like, we really don't care, but we see it happening. Like, we acknowledge it. Like, oh, I see what you said, KD. I hear you, bro. I feel you. You know, like, I'm not going to act like I don't hear it. But I heard it for the first couple of weeks, like, a couple of weeks ago. But I didn't think it was really real that I had to hit the Google. So I'm like, oh, he is taking time. I sort of felt special. I'm like, yo, he's still thinking about us. Like, made me feel special, man. I'm like, yo, KD still think about us. As long as we got some real estate in KD's mind, even if it's like 2%, 1%, 0.5%, that's cool with me. I'm glad he still think about us, man. And, you know, I still wish him a speedy recovery. And that's about it, yo. I want him to be healthy. I want him to be KD 100% back healthy. But I still don't want the Nets to pass the second round of the playoffs. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to tune into the games. When the Knicks don't have a game, the Nets got a game, or the Knicks are getting blown out, and the Nets are playing, I'm going to put on the Nets game, watch a little bit, see what KD, Kyrie doing, because they ballers, great basketball players. I'm going to watch them play. But it's always Knicks over the Nets, bro. This is how I'm riding. But I don't mean I'm not going to appreciate great basketball. I'm going to do that. But I don't know what he meant by the Nets having such great colors. Like, yo, they wear black and white, yo. Real revolutionary, bro. I'm like, bro, just join the Spurs. You get more money out of your shit anyways. But he did want to live in New York. I'm glad he wanted to live in New York, man. Like, he knows what's up, man. We out here. NYC, put on. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man. Keep talking your shit, Katie. It's cool, man. I don't care. I thought I did. I thought I was going to. I'm just surprised. More than, like, I'm shocked. Like, yo, he's still talking about us, yo. Like, that's what it really is. Like, I'm just surprised he's still talking about us. Like, it makes me feel a little bit special. So maybe, I think at some point, Katie's going to realize that him talking about the Knicks at some point, he's going to realize, like, it's actually making us feel good. Then I'm going to wonder how he's going to feel about it. Like, oh, actually, they actually feel good that I'm talking about them. Like, yeah, bro, he's still thinking about us. Thanks. Then he probably get quiet. And then, we never know. But either way, all of this shit is entertaining. And that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, just remember, all of this shit is just entertainment. Don't take it too serious, but definitely enjoy it. Be passionate, but it's all just entertainment. I'm so glad my dad uttered those three words to me when I was a young kid. Like, yo, it's just entertainment. And if I didn't hear those three words, I don't know how I'd be feeling right now as a Knicks fan. Like, I probably would have been, like, way worse, way more depressed, way more sad. Like, yo, my team really suck all the time. Once I realized it's just entertainment, and the Knicks do be giving me a lot of entertaining games, I was like, cool, man. This the game I'm riding with. And with that being said, you know, I'm going to head up out of here. And y'all be good, man. It's your boy, Jack F. Just another Knicks fan. Episode 40.